disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So when false teachers show up, they are Satan's angels, indwelling men, propagating Satan's lies. All the gods of the nations are demons, says the Old Testament. Satan infiltrates all false religious systems and orchestrates them for his own ends. He's referring here, I think it's pretty clear, to the demonic influence on the false teachers that was ripping and shredding his beloved church. This would be the demon who was behind the ringleader of the Corinthian conspiracy. Verse 15 of chapter 11 says that Satan's agents disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. And so demons embody false teachers to do their hellish work. The effective enemy then here was Satan or his demons who were moving through the false teachers. But here's the amazing thing. Even the demon leading that assault was given that opportunity by God as a way to humble Paul. It's astounding to think about it. In fact, the word buffet there is the word torment. Paul was being tormented by this demonic assault on the congregation he loved and their succumbing to it. The word torment is used in Matthew 26 and Mark 14 of the soldiers beating Jesus in the face with their fists. It's also used in 1 Corinthians 4 of Paul being physically punched. Paul is saying, I'm taking a pounding. Why is God allowing demon-possessed false teachers to go in and disrupt this church and abuse me like this? And the answer? To keep me from exalting myself. That is a staggering thing to think about. The humbling of God's servant is so important to God that He will use Satan and demons, if need be, to inflict the profound